Yeah, it's your boy next door, the dude from School to Jerk at Work, Patty! And it's No Advisory Podcast, man. We back with it, man. Got my man right here.
What's good, world? It's your boy Mookie, man. Rockstar comedian in the world. Not just the city, but the world, man.
What's up?
And I am Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Shy, a.k.a. Queen of the Knee Lick Nation.
That's your new sound effect.
T-Grizzly did that in his last song, dog. That was a little bit, P-Valley-ish, dog.
Yikes.
And you know, every week, all I got is one time.
One
girl,
time.
P-Fine, I'm in here. Let's
one
get it.
One time.
I'm going to get that. We got to get that soundbite right there. That soundbite with Wyclef. When he said one time, don't he say that one time?
One time.
We got to get that. Hopefully we can, you know what I'm saying?
I'm with that.
And just throw that. Then he just spliced that in there. Get K to do that. That's how we going to do it. We got a fucking show for y'all today. We already crunk off the De Leon. We already crunk off the back of the Woody.
The De Leon.
That's what it's called, right?
Desimone.
Desimone.
No, that's the De Leon. I'm sorry.
That De Leon. Yep.
I caught
that nigga said that Desimone.
It's the Reposado, though. So why go to the liquor store, though?
I just like the bottle.
I'm God, though.
The bottle is very aesthetically gorgeous.
It is.
Well, I'm like, let me get the, y'all got the Reposado? They like, the what? I'm like, the Reposado? They talking about the Reposado? I'm like, listen, man, I ain't fucking Spanish, man. Man, let me get the fucking reparations then, if y'all on that.
Oh, man.
You know what the fuck I'm looking for? But nah, this is a nice-ass bottle, dog. I ain't gonna talk, dog.
It is.
Yeah, man. Yo, so, I mean, other than that, dog, you know what I'm saying? We done been on some shit. I know you're gonna educate the people. Cause nigga, I'm a little slizzle right now, dog, and I need a little pick me up, uplift.
I got you, man.
Uplift, bro. Educate the masses.
Word of the day, y'all know. Hey,
uplift.
You need it before we get to the blur. Gotta get to the word.
What it is though?
Before we get to the blur.
What it is?
We gotta get to the word. Before we get to the blur. We gotta get to the word.
The body roll was serious.
It was like a tick and a roll.
At the same time.
That's that little nigga shit. Little nigga windbreakers and shit do moves like that.
Hey, chill out on me though, for real.
Okay.
Oh, Chris Brown built ass nigga. Chris Brown. Chris Brown built ass nigga.
What's the word?
Word of the day, y'all, is pensive, man.
Pensive?
Yeah, man. So if y'all don't know, I got a date job. I be selling Medicare insurance and shit.
Okay.
So I was listening to a call, and this old lady said the word pensive. I'm like, I had to go look this shit up, because I don't think she makes sure she's using this the right way.
Okay.
So I looked the word up, man, and it actually means it's the feeling when you're sad or depressed when in deep thought.
Oh, I'm adding that.
Like how he was looking earlier, we couldn't get logged in.
he
had a pensive
ass
look on his face.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
So
okay.
That's how that is.
Pensive.
Yeah.
Pensive. But how would you use that word?
But no, they had a lady that on the phone used it.
How did she use it?
Like I told you, we sell Medicare insurance. And the premium on the plan, the bill per month, was only 27 cents. So she was looking for something that cost $0. 27 cent ain't bad.
That's
you feel
a
me?
Steal.
And she said, baby, that's too pissy.
You know what?
I said, I don't know if that was.
Hold on, dog. Oh, dog.
That's too what?
Oh, Lord.
Baby, that's too pissy.
That's too pensive.
I say, wait a minute, let me check that out.
I don't even know.
That's sad.
I can't even use that word.
I don't even know if I can throw that into a sentence.
I don't know. Can I?
Hold on. Damn.
Every time I'm in school, they be wanting a pensive. I don't know.
Can I get a pensive?
She did try.
That was very good.
I tried.
It was very
okay.
good.
Okay, so can I get an A?
You next, fine.
I have nothing.
You have to have something.
I have nothing.
Here it is. Look.
We
Barack
have
Obama,
to.
Obama ain't no bitch, but pensive.
I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah, that's one. That's a hell
uh-huh.
of a one. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Piss him on y'all ass.
I got you. Hey. Y'all trying to go to Myrtle Beach next week? She, I don't know. Piss it, Moot want to go or not? I don't. Then I might want to go.
I see what you did.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you did.
You see what I'm saying? depends on where he want to go. Oh, okay. If he want to go there, I might want to go. You know what I'm saying?
That's my nigga. There's a piece of line. There it is.
Because, nigga, that's how niggas do. We put words together. We make a word out of a whole phrase that we use. A commonly said phrase, we just go ahead and word that on up. Yeah, we put eggs in that and flour. We just make that one little battered dish. Oh, yeah, God. That's what we do. Yeah. Fuck it.
But nah, y'all, that's the word of the day, man.
That's what
thank
it is.
You. Add
it
thank to y'all you for educating man. The masses.
That's the feeling of being sad or depressed while deep out.
Pensive. Adding that. Add that to your vocabulary.
My mind felt very pensive today.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Another blurt.
Well, today we're all going to introduce a new segment called Shy Verified.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yes. So with so Shy Verified, so I have blurred alert when I talk about everything blurred. That's it. That's all with things that grind my gears. But today I'm introducing Shy Verified or products that I feel like you should purchase or not purchase. Okay. So, you know, they don't call me Little Debbie, Baby D for nothing.
They don't call you that.
They do.
They don't.
They don't call me Baby D for nothing.
They don't
so
call you
I'm
that either.
I'm
going
to introduce you all to some snacks.
Mold
get
title.
Ready.
She know about all the new snacks.
All the new snacks.
All the new snacks.
All the 2021.
So this is my first snack. Excuse me.
Is this the Captain...
It is.
What show the camera what that is right there.
This right here is smart is food.
Smart
but
food.
But do it make it smart?
Did I say crunch berries on the
yes.
Crunch.
It has popcorn mixed with crunch berries in
can
it.
I, can I tell you a secret?
Hold on, wait.
Shit.
Okay. Hold on, wait.
Okay.
So I discovered this and I was like, hey.
Did that motherfucker say crunch?
Why not? This is crunch berries. Okay. So I'm like, I like crunch berries by itself. I like popcorn by itself. And it says on here, they give you instructions. Please shake it because it can, you know, settle in the bottom.
Yo, we got to bust them bitches out.
So,
we got to. That's,
I definitely going to have, I'm going to open it and have y'all try it because once y'all try it, you will not like any other snack.
I got a question.
Yo.
Is it smart food because it make you smart?
Well, you know, smart food.
Or was it smart to just... Like
put it in
said,
the same bag.
Put it in the same bag because you like both. Which one?
Both. But what the ad like is, it. It's what's smart is it's healthy.
It's a double entendre.
It's a triple.
Triple.
That's crazy.
Because it's also healthy.
Is it non-gluten?
So, okay. All right. So now we gotta let's explore that. That comment right there. Let's explore that because
healthy,
you're talking about
it,
the
flip
healthy
it over.
Part.
Flip like, it
I don't,
over.
I don't know. I don't know what the
flip
fuck.
Flip it over.
How healthy is a crunch berry? How healthy is a crunch berry?
140 calories per serving.
Come on now.
But
now, how much
serving,
is a serving? Is one
right,
crunch berry?
It's three.
One and three fourths.
Per package, though, per package. You got to who eat a whole pack of this?
It's right. Only 270.
No, oh, motherfucker's going to eat a bag.
You going
it's
through
only,
the whole bag.
This is an eatable bag.
This is some shit that I wake up mad because 32%
of that motherfucker is air,
bag.
But it's
all
not.
Right,
first of all, okay, and it is filled.
I'm
going
to tell you right now, 32%
it's
not, is air.
It's filled. Come on now, y'all.
It's straight fart air.
It is filled.
So can we open it?
Go ahead, open it up. Go ahead, open it up. Bust it up.
Bust it
open. I bought me an extra bag anyway.
Bust
that bitch down.
Bust it open.
Shake it up, bust it up. But I want y'all to try
yeah,
this on
shake
camera.
It.
See how much was air.
I stand by this snack.
Yeah, you got to shake it up because it got you know equal distribution of rights. And it's some. Oh wow, it's very festive.
But the gag is, I'm like, what if I'm broke and all I got is a bag of popcorn and a box of cereal? So what I do? I pop some popcorn, add some crunch berries, and it tastes just the same.
Smart food.
And I'm smart, fool.
This is some.
This shit tastes like Christmas.
This is some 420 nigga shit. They was in there like.
You said it tastes like Christmas.
It tastes like Christmas.
I'm telling you, but did y'all get some berries in it?
I did.
Did y'all get some berries? Y'all gotta get the berries.
I ate the berries first.
You gotta eat the berries with the popcorn. Let it, you know, marinate in your mouth a little bit.
I'm doing a ratio. I'm doing three popcorn kernels per berry. We're putting that all in my mouth.
Now tell me what y'all think. Come
it
on now.
It tastes like Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Come on
it's
so, now.
It's all in Sweetie at the same damn time.
What?
Yeah.
I stand by, y'all.
Now
smart
I gotta tell
food.
You a secret.
What's the secret?
The night after my birthday, me and Bay left. We saw that shit.
That we did?
On the coffee table. I saw the empty bag and I said, self, what the fuck is that? That shit say popcorn and Captain Crunch in the same bag?
Yes.
It make you feel empty? Like you've been out the loop.
Yes.
I'm gonna stop you to get high. I can have a piece of motherfucking almond milk in that bag and eat it with a motherfucking spoon.
Oh, man.
They want to know where they can find it.
This nigga on some college shit.
All right, so you guys, you can find this at Food Lion. Food Lion at one of the end caps. They already have it. It's limited edition. And that's the reason why I tried my popcorn and Captain Crunch theory because it's limited. And I said, you know what? We got a hit. So I'm probably going to send this video to Smart Food and tell them, you know, keep it. However, I have a solution. And the last but not least snack
Definitely verified for sure, right?
It's verified.
That is definitely Shy verified.
Blue check, Shy verified.
Oh.
Blue check on that motherfucker.
Blue check.
My last snack is the Dunkaroos.
For the win.
For the lose.
For the win.
Some of them.
And the lose.
Because the vanilla part is delicious. And I'm glad that they brought it back because it brought so many different childhood memories. But the Dunkaroos is trash. The cookies don't taste the same. The icing, it's a little aftertaste. And, you know, I'm very upset that everybody was all hype about the Dunkaroos and it is basura.
They could have made the package a little better. It's the package.
They took away the kangaroo-shaped cookie.
Yes.
That would automatically threw me
off. And it made it thinner. You know, they made it thinner. So I definitely feel that this gets a F on Shy Verified list. This is not Shy Verified. I do not like Dunkaroos. I got a packet at the house. So if anybody wants, you know, Dunkaroos, they can have it.
And they ain't even come back with the chocolate.
So since it's not Shy Verified, I'm going to give y'all the solution. Just get some Teddy Grahams and some icing with confetti. Icing.
Dip it right on in
And dip it right on in there. There you go. And you got your own self a hood of ruse. Okay? So, yeah. That right there is not Shy Verified.
Hood of ruse.
So, remember, Smart Food popcorn with the Captain Crunch gets a Shy Verified A, but the Dunkaroos get a F.
Undignified
Head up, get a Dunkaboo. Booty.
And that concludes Shy Verified.
Verified. Now you know.
Bang, bang, Instagram, bang. Chocolate_diamond, and also Facebook, Shy Alexander.
Now you know what that damn snacks to get up on. And she like Baby D. She the new age Baby D with this shit.
I
love
it. I slow her down now. I'm like, hey, chill out. I got to listen.
I love it.
I got a bag of this Smart Food.
I love it. I love it. All right, fine. What you got for us today, girlfriend?
I got some motherfucking hip hop history trivia for that ass.
Righty.
Unfortunately, because, you know, these questions are a little easier, I feel.
Okay.
There's no multiple choice. No multiple choice.
Yes, your bae that's how he gets away with cheating.
Oh, wow.
Is by choosing multiple choice. And I know.
I'm a good test taker.
He was like, I'm going to choose C for everything and I win. That's what I'm going to do while swinging my little dread.
Okay.
I'm a good test taker.
Okay. So are we ready? Are we ready? No multiple choice. Are we ready?
The rules.
We ready. We ready.
Just
though.
Because these questions are easy, I feel like. And multiple choice would be like. It'll help you out too.
Let me hear the questions then.
I'm going to win this one because it's
question one. Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg changed his name when he released a reggae album called Reincarnated.
Got it.
In 2012.
I know that
but
one.
But what did he change his name to? Everybody.
I know this one. Y'all got
okay, I'm going to start with Mook because the Bay Yang swing.
No, it's
okay,
okay.
Oh, my bad. Ladies first.
Don't we go back around and shit?
That's, yeah.
Don't we go like, you can answer all the questions, then we come back around and answer
well, we didn't
at the same
have,
time?
We didn't have multiple choice, so.
No, no, no. Whoa. We could just go back. Just say all the questions. And then
the
you
way
go
my
back.
Phone set up.
All right, so true. We can go. Fuck it. Go right now. Fuck
true,
it.
True. Now, we can go to the second question. Remember your answer. Both of y'all look very confident with your answers.
Yeah, that's why ladies should go first.
Question number two. Missy put her thing down, flipped it, and reversed it back in 2002. But what was the name that lyric was featured in? This is the name of the song that lyric was featured in. So I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. What was the name of that song that line was in? Okay. Good, good. Looks so pensive.
Hold on. It looks pensive. Put down.
That's not good one right there.
To look at the phone and get the answers, but
Okay.
I can't see that far.
This last one. These are so easy this week, y'all. All right. What was the name of the record label Diddy began back in 93, which helped launch the career of the Notorious B.I.G.? So fucking.
Say that again.
What was the name of the record label Diddy began back in 93, which helped launch the career of Biggie? What was the name of the label?
The one with Andre Harrell?
The name of the label that Biggie started. Y'all ready to drop your answers?
All right, I got it. I got it. All right.
Question one. Do I need to repeat it?
No, I got it. I got it.
Okay, go.
Snoop Lion.
Ooh, what you got? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Question number two. What was the name of it? Okay. Missy Elliott put her thing down, flipped it, and reversed it in 2002. What was the name of the song that had that line in it? It is working. It is working. Is that what you had?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Working.
Okay. What was the name of the record label Diddy started in 93 that helped get Biggie started?
Go ahead.
What we got?
I got it if he don't.
Okay. It took you a very long time.
Uptown.
On the Dunkaroos.
Uptown.
You was thinking too hard. Okay. See, wasn't those easy? Y'all didn't need no multiple choice.
I was going to say Uptown, though, because I was like, that's too easy. It was too easy.
It was very easy.
But Uptown's the one he did with Andre Harrell.
Okay, then I feel like we on our knowledge today. I feel like we was on our...
Y'all did real good. Y'all did real good. This is the first...
Our generation question.
This is the first...
She was talking about some 1963 and shit. Like,
I tried to make it more current for you. That's why I had to take out the multiple choice. But that's been this week's hip-hop history. Thank you for playing. I got to start involving our viewers. I want y'all to send me some questions or participate. Start sending us a DM with your answers. Participate while we, you know what I'm saying, doing this shit. I want to know if y'all up on y'all hip-hop.
I don't even history. Know if they like that, for real. Y'all like that?
They like that. They know they on. They're
there.
We'll see one of these weeks then.
They on.
Yeah, I mean, we have a check on the motherfuckers for real, goddamn. If you watching, nigga, I see you waving. I see shit going up the screen a little bit. It's, yeah. You know, slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the motherfucking race. That's how I go. We moving right along, goddamn. We got Patty! Perspectives. I ate the Dunkaroos. Listen, I ate the Dunkaroos and didn't even...
Eat no icing.
I didn't even know it was some icing
didn't
in there.
No.
He thought it was more Dunkaroos over there. Oh, my God.
He just ate the roux. He didn't do no dunking.
No roux. But there's no roux on
there.
It's
no roux. Because it's not...
It's not no authentic Graham taste. That was... Trash.
The roux is the kangaroo.
I mean, you just really want something to eat. That's it. That motherfucker just wants something to eat. That's it. You know what I mean? Something to snack on. Shit, I'm going to dip my motherfucking pinky in there in a minute. Ooh. Shit. Like, that's another whole nother petty perspective. That's a whole nother tangent. But we going to fuck around with the shit I'm talking about this week. It's a lot of shit going on. TGIF, first of all. Thank God. It's football. I mean, nigga, shit.
I was so sick of that, nigga, felt good to sit in the bed
and watch a game today.
I mean, really? I mean, it's a lot of shit that...
The Panthers.
It's a lot of shit we learned today. Let's talk about that. First of all, we learned the Ravens ain't fucking playing. The Ravens got the same defense. Lamar's still doing his thing. Them niggas got a stable backfield. That shit is crazy. That whole game, they're going to give the Kansas City Chiefs a run. Period. Point blank.
They're ready.
Washington ain't got no name, but they got a motherfucking squad.
See, they won. They caught that dub.
They caught the dub. They ain't got no fucking name. They got to change their shit from the Redskins to the
Washington.
They're just Washington football team type shit. That's it. They're moving right along with the shit.
Touchdown, Washington.
Number three, Saints ain't never motherfucking scared. Who, Tom Brady? Who, nigga? What?
Yeah.
What? Huh? Say what? What you said?
Bypass that.
That motherfucker don't care.
Tom Brady might not make it to the playoffs.
Tom Brady might not even make it to the fucking playoffs, man. Drew Brees, this is his last year, dog. The birthmark getting browner and shit.
Oh, my God.
Everything is starting to... The nigga starting to fade. Throwing him out. The nigga's shoulder getting iced every practice. This shit is getting ready to get real for a lot of these niggas.
But Cam
got him.
That's what I'm talking about. That's it. That's number two. Carolina gonna be booty, nigga. Teddy Ruxpin and Carolina and them is gonna be booty, nigga. Swear to God. You know Teddy Ruxpin? Remember that shit? The little Iliope that was shaped like a bear? It wasn't even really a bear. It was an Iliope, a formidable creature, a fucking fantasy creature.
It wasn't a bear?
It wasn't a bear. It was
Teddy
an Iliope.
Ruxpin was not
Teddy
a bear.
Ruxpin wasn't even a bear. It was an Iliope that looked
it.
Like a bear.
Take it with the
that talked
and
to
put
you.
It in trash.
But you had to put a tape in the motherfucker. You had to put a tape in there and it played shit back to you. Man, Polo had one. He had one. He knew what I'm talking about. All right. Moving right the fuck along. That's what the fuck Teddy Ruxpin and the Carolina Panthers, them niggas ain't gonna win shit. They lost to the Raiders. They just put shit together. They said, nigga, he talking, he pulling up the Dallas game on shit. Who winning right now, Doc? They trying to score right before
but what's
they
the
half.
What's
we'll
the
see.
Score, though?
13-7.
Cowgirls got 7.
That's it. No, we... Yep. Trying to go up 14. Okay. All right. Well,
he
they doing well.
Boy. He got
she
hope.
Up here
that's great.
Like a cowgirl. Talking about a cowgirl.
That's fucking great. That's fucking great. That's fucking great. You know what? And one more thing. Like you said, Cam gonna be the fuck all right. Yeah, Cam gonna is. Be all right. Yeah. Them niggas won 23-11. That's okay. They got defense. They got Belichick. They got a fucking structure. They got New England. They got everything
came
going on.
Records for they,
huh?
They can't even breaking rushing records and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And go figure, Tom Brady rushes for a fucking touchdown today versus the New Orleans.
He gonna have to pull out some tricks.
Yeah, he gonna have to do some shit, man. It's like the old nigga crew. They already down there in Florida, so if they retire, they already got a crib.
Yo, the things that he's saying is hilarious. Nobody catching the shade that
I'm catching
is
all the shade.
Yo.
All the shade.
Yo. It's all good.
Nobody catching the shade.
All the shade.
If the niggas retire, if you retire, great. You know, great. You know, if you retire, they're in a win-win situation. Tom, fucking Gronk, they in a win-win situation. You got Leonard over there. Shady done came down there. He like, yeah, I got one more year on these knees, on these ankles, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody done came down that bitch like, yo, we just trying to get a ship. They doing some shit right now. They doing some Gary Payton, Karl Malone on the Lakers sitting on the bench chasing a ring type shit because Kobe is
James.
In his prime type shit
nah,
right now.
Nah, LeBron James type shit.
They did some LeBron James, I'm J.R. Smith, and everybody else, nigga, ride coattails, nigga, let's go right now type shit. That's
we
what they on.
We ain't even get a championship that year. Oh, that might be the, okay, that might be.
But then, you know, they say gangsters just, they don't die, they just get fat and move to Miami. So they already like right there,
oh,
Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God.
They are right there. So the niggas is already right there. Them niggas is mafia, I swear to God. Hey, Cam gonna be all right though. I like
Cam,
that.
I knew Cam was gonna be good when he started putting up those inspirational videos with the gospel in the background.
Yeah, he working out, sweating,
working
and
out
shit.
The
y'all
gospel. I said,
that
"Oh,
shit.
He unleashing the beast
yeah.
on niggas."
Yeah, he definitely was.
I hope Panthers ain't gonna give me another almost had it season.
Yeah,
that shit is detrimental to my heart and my medical
but that
bill.
That 1 point though, that one single point.
Yeah, it is 1 point.
One point.
What you mean, 1 point? What you mean, 1 point?
The score.
What? What you talking about?
The score between the Raiders and the Panthers.
No, it wasn't 1 point. It was 4 points.
I thought it was 34-35.
It was 34-30.
Oh.
34-30. They lost by four. They lost by the yeah. They lost by four. Yep.
Because
no matter,
turned the ball
L is an L.
Yeah, L is an L.
L is an L.
And Teddy Ruxpin,
Brandon
ain't gonna
taught us a long time ago that almost doesn't count. So I just don't want another one of those almost had it.
Almost had it.
Like she almost beat Monica.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what? So Brandy beat Monica, but that we ain't gonna talk about that.
Nevertheless, moving right along. Lakers then booted the motherfucking Rockets out the bubble back to their beloved families. These niggas is out here goddamn fucking the game up. Automatically, right? If you got one dude that scores 50 points a game, he averages 50 points a game, right? He gets the scoring title, right? And then you got another guy who averages 50 points a game for the whole fucking season. And then you put those two guys together, you'll figure, hey, they at least going to score how much per game? Let's do this easy Negro math. How much? 50 points. 50 points a game. You at least score what? 100. These niggas got aired out. 119-96. The Lakers, 119-96. That's 20. What's that? 20 what? What's that? 26? That's 20. 29. That's 4.
Yeah,
you carried
that's
the
a
four.
Lot.
That's 24. That's 23. You carried 4. And then it brought it back. Because it was 119, so that's 19 plus 4, so that's 23. That's 23 points in the playoffs. That was the last game. They sent them niggas home. It was 4-1. They only won one game. And you got two of arguably the best scorers in the NBA on your goddamn team. That shit got to break up.
That's what happened. You score 50, you score 50, same team, y'all score 50. You get 25 apiece. Y'all got to share.
That's not going to happen. That's why I asked Anthony Morrow. We interviewed Anthony Morrow a couple weeks back. And, you know, I said, like, when KD left, was you mad? Was you like, oh shit, y'all niggas left me here with this nigga Brody? Like, this nigga's, you know, because he get mad off a little shit. We can tell, we the fans, we don't even know the nigga. We like, he really not the one to cross. Like, that nigga's, like, you really don't want to, like, if you go to a game and you want to talk shit to somebody, you probably not going to talk shit to Russell Westbrook. He like, cause he looked like he'd turn around and be like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Like, he bite. He like, he's
openly how you talk, though.
Slap you. Like, yeah. Like,
open palms.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, silver teeth when he was little. Yeah. Like, he has a little
he'll at least fake this shit. Like,
he had silver teeth.
Like,
yo.
He had silver teeth. Like, he used to bite.
You lucky I'm rich, bitch.
It still look like it.
It's like, yeah, he looked like a badass child that grew up and just was still bad. And everybody just catered to him because he was so great at basketball. Yeah, he's just still bad. He's just,
nah, I bite you.
Yeah, like, that's a Russell Westbrook tech nigga to bite you in the fight. But that's just, I just feel like it's like, and y'all got it's like time to get your shit together. It's time to pass the ball. It's time to be bigger than the game. I hate when niggas talk about LeBron. LeBron's greatness is because he understands, he's selfless. He understands that in order for me to win, I need to delegate. In order for me to win, I need to duplicate success. I need to duplicate myself. And I need to be able to pass the rock when it's too much pressure to the open man. I need to take the road less travel, and I need to be the one to see that road when it comes. You know what I'm saying? Agreed. And that's the shit that he does. That's why he is great. And he does that not only on the court, but off the fucking court. So that's what makes his shit a fucking motion, like movement. This is going to cement his motherfucking...
I'm just happy the basketball season is wrapping up.
It's kind of weird.
I am thrilled. I am thrilled because this was the most lamest.
I appreciate it.
Like... Yeah. Y'all shouldn't even come back. Y'all should have waited it out and don't even come back yet.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, like he's going to win a championship. LeBron going to win a championship. It's going to be an asterisk. It's going to be an asterisk, right?
Because
it's in the bubble, right? So it's not, niggas ain't really playing. Like, is that what's going to be like? His niggas really playing? Like,
I don't think this is going to count. I don't think this championship should count.
You don't think it's counting? So it's got an asterisk right by it.
I got 3.5 championships.
Yep. There you go. Give him the half.
He's talking about a nigga got 3.5 championships.
That's it.
That nigga got 3.75 championships.
That's it. That's
and it. One of his championships came on a short season too.
Yeah. We're
going to talk about that.
So if he went next to that one. So if he went 3 more, he's still going to have like 5.5. That's like, so he gets, he not going to be.
Five and a pop.
He go five and
impossible.
Yeah, he got that five and that wild card.
He went on short seasons.
Yeah.
He got that wild card. You could change the color and Uno.
Definitely different this year.
It's really different.
Real different.
Speaking of different.
I got a little gayer this motherfucking weekend. I was watching P-Valley.
Respect to LeBron James.
I was watching P-Valley.
And it's a lot more ass than anything.
I feel like I got gayer. And I didn't want to get gayer. And I was like, this is like really like intense. Like, this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. Like, it's like, it's so many visuals now on everything, and it's so intense. I mean, they had like swinging dicks in that joint, man. I don't want to see that shit.
It had swinging dicks.
Yes, man.
I didn't see no swinging dicks.
Nobody want to see that. No joke.
I did not see no swinging dicks on P-Valley.
Yes, man.
I did not see that. Meeting.
Listen, I had to like, yeah, on God.
They blurred it.
Like, am I lying?
No,
it's swinging dicks in the joint, the whiteboard.
How does that
see,
affect?
See, I missed that, and I'm a straight. Like, I'm straight, and I missed that. But as a dude, you catch that?
You were like, you're not like, oh, what the fuck going on? Like,
I did not see that.
You must have wasn't watching.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
You might have went and been trying to get some popcorn or something.
I think if any man watches P-Valley and feels some type of way, they got a little bit of sugar in their tank.
Nah, you got to be sexually content with yourself, like your sexuality.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why would that bother you?
No, but it's like, you don't want to see it.
You just don't walk on TV and see dick.
Nah, that shit different, dog. Nah.
No, but we can see ads and titties.
They got dick and pornos.
Okay,
all right.
Time out. Okay, so now we talking the content. I know. All right, so we talking content. I'm talking content.
Say no fucking porno.
I'm talking content.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Snickers is like, you know what I mean?
They don't show pussy in P-Valley.
Yeah, they don't. I was like, damn, why would you name it P-Valley? No, it says pussy right on the sign, and then the sign go out because it's hood, and the shit go out. And then the song that come on is like a song that's going to play in my nightmares. Like,
okay. I want to want a time, I went to my time,
I'm like, oh shit.
I'm sorry,
and then they
those songs hit.
Yo, the
shout
shit
out to
was
Juicy. Shout out to Tokyo Danny. Shout out.
Yeah, that where the fuck. Yeah, well, I don't even know how I go, but that shit was in my soul, nigga.
You know they, yeah, that shit.
A little murder song was slapping.
I ain't gonna lie, the song was hitting. The song was hitting.
Little murder song was hitting.
But I just don't like how they got that little girl on that little.
Only thing that was hitting
was
What? Only thing that was hitting on his way was
I don't like how they had that little girl sitting on the motherfucking, sitting on the, she was in the little dirty ass, little chubby girl, Mississippi baby and shit. She looked like she was about 4 years old, but she was a little too big and she's standing on top of a mattress outside in the dirt. Like that shit right there epitomizes the Mississippi culture. Like that shit was just the whole, if you watch the whole intro, that shit is like gonna play in your nightmares. What, it's bricks what, burning what and shit go, and dirty go babies and shit.
And Chuckalisa. I want to go to Wakanda and Chuckalisa.
Oh, yeah, nigga. First of all,
supposed to be Chillicothe. What is that?
If that is a real place.
Chuckalisa?
I feel like it is. I feel like it is. Because I remember Ron Ollie from East Mississippi. He was from Shibuda. So I feel like if they're going to name some shit Shibuda, they'll name some shit Chuckalisa.
Yeah.
Like that. That sounds like some shit. Yeah. That sounds like some shit.
I looked it up, actually, man. I put it in my Google Maps just to see.
Yeah.
Just to see, like I might, I mean, want to visit the pink one day.
Well,
but when I looked it up, it's like a Chickalisa National Theme Park or something. I don't know, maybe it's somewhere around.
Whatever it is, nigga, I feel like, nigga, like that shit is going to be the next wave. The next season that comes out will probably break some records. I mean, because that shit was raw.
It's already
that shit was raw.
I hope so.
And it's gonna be and shout out to the
Bulls. It wasn't even long enough. Was it 8 or 10?
Yeah, it was like it wasn't long enough. Yeah. I remember being gripped by it. Like, okay, other than that, it was other storylines going on and shit that were appealing. Like the one with the runaway chick, and she was running away from the gang member, and then they got trapped, and then she saved the other girl life. That was the long-term veteran stripper. I remember a stripper like that. It was a stripper that
you spoiling.
Nigga, it was a stripper like that.
Spoiler alert, nigga.
You need to be watching that bitch. Hey, I remember it was a stripper named Temptation like that. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, that she was here in Charlotte. She was doing a goddamn thing. She was on that pole, nigga, coming
down. What's her real name, Wendy?
Huh?
What's her real name, Wendy?
I don't know what her real name was. I wouldn't say her real name if I knew it. But goddamn, throw me all the way out there.
We're not going to do it like that, but we are going to get into our hot topic before we run out of time.
We might as well.
We are discussing. I almost said disgusting. We are discussing the kind of fizzle out of R&B that's taking place right now. They already say hip-hop is dying out, but hip-hop, I feel like, is taking a harder hit than hip-hop is taking.
R&B.
Yeah, well, they R&B say rap, man. They say hip hop is dead, but did R&B die too?
That's R&B on the brink of the funeral.
Go ahead.
They ain't making lifetime music no more. I don't want to talk about the same shit.
Where is the feeling? I am missing the feeling that R&B used to give, where I close my eyes and I can just picture that emotion, or I used to get horny off of, I miss where that feeling is. Now all you hearing is, you know, straight to the, you know, the point. There's no build up. There's no bridge. Everybody sounds monotone. No one is hitting a high note, you know.
Ain't nobody grabbing the air no more in their videos.
Yes. No more staring off in space.
Yeah.
No more dancing in the rain.
Ain't none of that no more. Niggas too tough. Everybody too tough nowadays.
How you feel about it, Vine?
I've said to some of the local DJs here that are on the radio stations, like, y'all are catering more to rap music. Y'all play the same damn 9 rap songs all fucking day. Yes. And there's plenty of R&B out. I don't understand why they consistently push and kind of force feed the rap onto us. It's already so overly saturated with so many rappers. It's hard to keep up with, but y'all play the same nine songs over and over again. Oh. I had a conversation with, I might fuck up here, I think it was, when he was telling me, you know, you're making the transition from rap to R&B. You're entering into the hardest genre of music. R&B is the most disrespected and disregarded genre of music that's out right now. You gotta have a whole station just for R&B and it's gonna be like old shit. So, like she said, there's ain't no feeling in it. I need just niggas grabbing air. Remember how Drew Hill used to make you feel in a song?
Yeah.
And he used to jump high. I'm like, dang, Cisco can jump.
Nigga, two steps.
I know he jumped.
Nigga, two steps.
What?
So how you feel about, like, you, like, okay, so your genre, what do you call your genre of music?
I'm creating my own genre, goddamn. Calling that shit sativa poetry. For real, because I might do some rhythmic, chill, some harmonic, chill rap shit, or I might do some singing shit. I might hit a couple high notes. I might take it back to the 90s, do some shoe whooping with the background and shit.
That's Erykah Badu-ish type almost thing.
Yeah. No. No. Eclectic. That's neo-soul type thing. No. True. It's a little different.
Sativa poetry is definitely a little different. And just because I don't classify myself as a rapper or a singer, I'm just, I'm an artist.
You listen to, like, I mean, I know you like, a little younger than, you know what I'm saying, us. Then, I mean, fuck with, like, what's your, like, art? Like, okay, like, who was, let me ask you this. Who was your, like, coming up that nigga to you in hip-hop?
Like, Tupac, they was, like, the niggas going up, like, Tupac and Biggie.
Word.
And
okay.
Then you got, like, Snoop, like, I'm 92. So I grew up, like, in air.
You on the cuff? Yeah, you on the cuff? Yeah. So what about R&B?
That, I go from Usher. Yeah. Then I go all ages. I got older parents, so I'm listening to Anita Baker. I'm going R&B, mm-hmm. R&B. Oh,
like, speaking of, the verses tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Them old.
Patty LaBelle.
Patty.
The queen. Let them leave. Ain't nobody listening. Ain't nobody watching that. Everybody want to watch that is on bed rest right now. They went to bed.
Or they don't know how to work social media.
They just, oh God, they like, they trying to. Ain't they started Instagram yesterday just so they can watch that shit today.
Yeah, right. Oh God, that's else. Gonna be a, yeah, that's a tough market right there to, like, to be on social media.
Y'all popping that cassette tape and
sleep at 6 o'clock.
They're gonna be like, can we tape it? Who gonna tape? Can y'all?
No,
tape.
What they really gonna do? I'm gonna tape that daughter.
I'm find a way
to come over here and put the verses on the TV.
Put the verses on the TV. My nephew said he know how to put it on the TV. My nephew said Ladarius. Ladarius.
Why is it slowing down? Why
Ladarius,
is it
come put this on that
why
TV.
Is it buffering?
Who's buffering? Matter of fact, I need to take a buffer. My hip been bothering me. Old ass motherfuckers, 9 o'clock. What time this came on? 6:50? Did it come on at 7 o'clock? What time supposed to come on?
8 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
And it lasts for, like, what, 2 hours? Mm-hmm. Maybe going
that shit
could
have came. That shit would have had more views if it came on at 4:30 in the morning. Like,
they
should have
did versus cookout edition and did it at, like, 4:30.
Should have did it after church.
Like a cookout. Yeah, most definitely. I agree.
Get time to get your potato salad.
Call that motherfucker.
And your chicken.
Had that motherfucker at 3:30. Call it potluck.
And your dinner roll.
What was the last R&B song that gave y'all that feeling, though? Like,
what was the
summer song?
I'm going to tell you. What made me wake up and make...
Take your time.
What made me fall in love back in R&B again, and I'm going to be honest, was Pretty Fine's album, Toasted Marshmallow.
Okay. Aww.
And I'm not saying it because I know you. It's because the song Insta gave me that same feeling where it's current, but the melody and the hook and the fact that you hit a high note, you showed range and you wasn't, you know, monotone. And that was the last thing that gave me a feeling. Currently, it's a new song by Luke James. Called I think In These Arms or In My Arms or something like that is that's the last song recently that gave me that feeling, is because I was able to close my eyes and do that stank face and get into that groove. Like, did he just hit that pocket? Like, R&B is not hitting like that no more. So I say Pretty Fine and Luke James right now.
Yo,
thank you.
To me, like, R&B suffer because the culture influenced it. The culture went away from making love, courting, chivalry, to shake that ass hoe, shake that ass hoe. Then it progressed as, you know, the next step, because the next hot song can't say the same thing. It has to say it, but say it a different way or right. more risque or whatever the case may be. So now the next hot song is bounce that ass up, mommy, let it roll. Then it goes into, you know, it started like with the tip drill shits, and then it evolved and say it like a salt shaker. It was like more hidden, like, I ain't gonna say it, like, say it like a salt shaker. Then the whisper shit came out. The whisper song. Wait till you see my dick. So then, like, stuff got caution to the wind. That's when, if you remember, like, they didn't used to play
vulgar
songs on the radio. You would have to do your album song, and you would have to do a radio version.
That's why it's more straightforward right
now. So then when they went away with, okay, when the culture, and when I say the culture changed, the culture of what, like, the culture feeds the music. Without the culture and experiences, these rappers don't have shit to go off, but they create that off of their experiences in the culture. So off the culture, then they rapping about the shit more vulgar. Because it became more vulgar. Our social interaction became more vulgar between each other. It became more like,
Didn't be around the bush. We came straight. Are we gonna fuck or not?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So I didn't want to say it, but like, it's more like women became more comfortable.
Once the women grabbed it, that's really when it died.
That's when it died. That's what I'm really saying. When it died. Because then that's when love and romance and all that shit kind of died. It went from more towards women being empowered in these situations instead of being the ones that's always
the victims
and manipulated and all that stuff. Women took back power, and it necessarily wasn't. It's like it didn't. It's not purposely, nobody purposely did it, but it was just a byproduct of the behavior. You know what I mean? Just like anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have things that are like butterfly effect ripples off of this particular behavior. And some of them are good and some of them are bad.
But so back in the day, they were coexisting together. It was, you know, you had your hip hop, your gangster rap and all of that. Everybody, it was all different lanes, and we were all driving. We're in different cars, but we were on the same road, get to the same destination. Well, but now it's the singers who are glorifying the rappers, and then the rappers are like, okay, well, we're going to put these singers on our track, and it made singing into rapping. So, you know.
I call it rap and be.
It's more of they're rapping their songs instead of actually singing and showing emotion.
Well, and
in
this
their
is
songs.
Why I told people I had a conversation about this. Like, people will like say, you know, like Wayne really changed the game. Like, he brought hip hop out of the Salt Shaker, D4L, Laffy Taffy.
How to Love changed
era,
the game.
Era.
When he did How to Love, that was it.
So exactly. This is what I'm saying. He changed the game before.
T-Pain
people
too.
Say Drake.
T-Pain was
people say Drake. But
T-Pain,
yes, and but he was more he was a harmonic dude, like, right? T-Pain was like, he came out as an R&B singer. Niggas, his gimmick was, oh, nigga, you got dreads and you look like
a
fucking
auto-tone rapper. Because
he says rapper turned singer. That was his snitch.
Yeah, he was an auto-tone rapper, yeah. So he was like harmonizing, like, but he was rapping. He got bars.
But he used the auto-tune. So what happened was the auto-tune people, that's why people say auto-tune was the death of R&B. Because once you use auto-tune, now, I seen a white motherfucker the other day, and he got it installed. He got a deal with his record label. They gave him
You said he got it installed?
He got it installed. They gave him a deal where in his deal, he got auto-tune installed. He hit his 2-5 times. He hit his 1-2 5 times. And he was like, And then he's like, I can turn it off. Watch this. And then they can hit that shit. Bop, bop, bop. He's like, see, that shit's so dope, bro. I said it was a white boy. White boy had green hair and shit. You ain't see that.
Shannon. Yeah. I say, hey, baby.
Hello. Nigga. Hello. Yeah. I've seen a lot of money and didn't last forever. Yo, see? Switch the game up. But that's what it definitely auto-tune. Auto-tune. That shit funny. Fucked the game up. I think Wayne brought the game out, but what happened was he brought it out of the funk shit. He brought some more substance to it. He brought the lyrics to it. He brought the different people to the stage, like that. What had that different sound? He evolved.
I just think, bro, our generation lack creativity. Like artists back then was artists. They knew how to making love. We're gonna make it sound like something else. We're gonna make it sound like.
And I'm gonna give you the play by play. Extra.
We're gonna give you.
There's a meeting. No, they're too close. Was his dick getting hard? Yeah. Right. This whole time, I'm like, to too close. Yeah. Okay.
So motherfuckers be mad at me to sing. They can just hard sing. For me.
I'm thinking like making it hard in life, but no, he was like hard. Like I like that subtle or like silk, yeah. You know?
All the same thing you request, then you dancing like you're naked. Ooh, it's almost like we're sexing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boo.
She's wondering. No, I wonder if she knows I'm hard right now. That's
but
the first line.
Play that on the radio, though.
She's hard right now.
But you know I can tell I'm excited.
Oh, girl.
Step back and dance and come close. Ooh. Feel a little blow coming through.
On you.
Hey. Girl, you know I felt it. Ooh, I know you can't help it. You know
you know right now that you singing like that right now.
CEO interviewed a nigga RL a couple weeks ago. That shit was dope, man. That nigga had some classics, man. He came out with Bangers. A song with 50 Cent. A lot of niggas don't know called a jerk, too.
Was my shit.
Yeah, but
you got the love that I want. The love that I need.
When you heard this, you know shit's about to get serious.
Do, 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 do,
do. No. Better, baby.
You got my
anything. Somebody pick the vocals up.
You like my pony, my shorty.
Get the vocals.
You show me so many things. And you so special to me. We've been kicking it for a while. Sex though. Ooh. You're driving me so wild.
That right there.
Okay. Oh, I'm saying somebody get the vocals, nigga. We are this train moving. Hop out, come out.
Yo, or duets, or member duets. Oh, we can't be friends.
Oh yeah.
Come on now.
What's that, Deborah? Deborah. Now y'all picked the hard one. Y'all picked the hard one.
No,
that nigga automatically went into pain when he started singing. That nigga like,
that my mama face.
What? He is missing. There you go.
I think it's the Marlon. He had the Marlon Wayans face.
They made songs about side niggas and side bitches.
Go ahead. Let me hear it. What's that
secret
one?
Lover.
Come on now.
I do you one better.
That's what we are.
Well, no, it started. Listen, he said.
Damn, you know we young. We can't remember all
the songs. Start that song off. The,
oh, no. My side piece.
Oh, that's the
thing.
I
went
home. To my side.
To my side piece.
That is a cookout staple. The old women.
It's a real song.
Drop their draws on that song. The old women. Like,
last song to answer the question.
Let me pick up my Depends real quick.
Last song I answered the question, I really felt that feeling with, right? That was like that Carl Thomas album, that Summer Rain album. Or, you know, that shit was like that. I wish I never met her. Yeah, nigga had the cardigan, nigga had the little sweater on.
People
and shit.
Still don't know that Summer Rain is about sex. They think this nigga's actually talking about rain.
And he's talking about he's her talking squirting.
He's talking about her squirting on him.
See?
Look hold at on, wait a minute, hold on, let me
get
Summer Rain, whisper me to sleep and wake me up again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sometimes I swear I hear it. Call my name.
Pussy. Uh-huh. Don't pussy call your name.
And wash away the pain.
Uh-huh.
Summer rain. Oh,
yes.
Said, baby, won't you be my summer rain?
In the middle.
In the middle of what?
Oh,
okay.
Night when I'm alone.
Alone, alone, alone.
I hear her kisses.
Hit that.
It's calling. Even when she's gone, can't wait till she gets home. Oh, yeah. That nigga, boy. And my heart was hurting, boy. I was going through some shit.
Right now,
I was going through some shit, Mook. That's why
R&B is doing that.
I hit the
note because I was going through some shit, nigga. Was like,
And then you got Summer Walker in her R&B when she's singing through her nose. And now she got her nose done. And now it's even worse.
John Legend sing through
his nose. I'm like, dang, blow your nose, Summer.
He song, though.
John
Legend. He sing through his nose, too.
He do. Yeah, John, he always I don't like his music.
So you know who really sing through their nose?
He always do.
I'm scared.
I'm scared. Who sing through their nose?
Who is his name? Pretty Ricky.
What is
Pleasure P.
Pleasure P, what'd he do?
I'm jumping in no lifesaver. Don't know when I'm coming up.
Damn, that nigga can't. Yeah, he really do
that.
You said John Legend. John Legend don't sing through. It don't sound like that.
No, John Legend is
ordinary people.
He sang.
He sounds like he's a Broadway singer. Like he needs to be on like the stage of Rent and Cats.
Yeah.
He don't like R&B.
He makes some good ass music.
That was Ordinary People was something that was powerful. That was really powerful.
I wasn't really for sure.
What's that Kevin Hart? A lot of people get married to that song. Best I Ever Had. Was how that shit go?
Kevin Hart.
Flip that. Girl, let me flip that. Dip that.
I don't know that.
Baby, tonight's the night.
Oh, that's Ludacris and John Legend. Where you get Kevin Hart from?
That's the movie, man.
A man.
Think like a man.
Yeah. Speaking of that, that reminds me of a whole other wave of thinking, in that Drake is also responsible for shifting the way R&B sells.
Okay, explain. I need to hear your take on that.
Because what he did was, okay, so think back. Let's think about the evolution of R&B, the relationship with R&B and hip-hop. 90s, pre-2000s era, you would, if you were a rapper, which all the eras was like, all the hot shit was hardcore. It was the Bad Boy camp. It was the Rough Rider camp.
Wu-Tang.
It was Wu-Tang. It was the West Coast, the NWA. It was the whole Death Row camp. It was like every camp. It didn't matter what it was. Everybody had hardcore shit coming out.
And
MOP.
It had one R&B singer.
And it had
on
one
there.
R&B singer mm-hmm. on the staff mm-hmm. on the label
the roster. Mm-hmm.
To do the hooks and mm-hmm. some of the softer shit. State Property.
Yeah,
you
like
know what I'm saying?
They had Michelle A for Death Row.
Yeah,
they had Faith for Bad Boy.
They had Faith for Bad Boy.
I don't remember Lone Limit having any R&B.
They did. But they had several. They had a couple different R&B artists. I forget the name, but I know them Cain and Abel niggas. They was like real slow, like Harmonic came in. Cain and Abel, and then I forget the R&B singer that, but definitely No Limit had one.
I know Mercedes was a rapper, wasn't she?
No, Mercedes wasn't a rapper, and Mia X, she was a rapper. Mm-hmm. No, Mercedes was a rapper, Mia X was a rapper, but who else had one that was really well known? Mary J was doing her solo thing, so you would have to get R&B artists to feature on the song to have that. And what Drake did was he combined the rapper and the R&B artist on one song in one person. And that is where he changed how R&B sells. Because at that point when he came out with that album that won four Grammys, it won Best Pop, Best Hip Hop Song, Best Pop Song, Best Reggaeton Song, Best something else, Best Something Else, or Rap Something Else. Mm-hmm. He had reggae, pop, something and something else on there. All the four categories he won best for on that song. I think it was Views. The joint we had with Rihanna.
I ain't need
Pop Can. He had Pop Can.
Yeah, then he had the cell phone. Coming on my cell phone. What's that called again?
Hotline Bling
was on there. Baby, I like your style. That shit like that. One Dance. Yep. That one best reggaeton. There was another one on there. I think Started From the Bottom was on there. Best hip hop joint. When you got somebody that combines all that, now every R&B artist just became one dimensional. At that point, it's like, oh yeah, you just sing. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, because that's what happened now. Because Wayne, you notice Wayne started to branch off into more shit. Wayne wasn't a guy.
Yeah, he did rock. He did a little bit of country.
Yes, he did a whole album. He did his album called, where he had the Rick James shit, the whole rock album called.
Drop it on his.
Yeah. He's diversified everybody. He's made everybody get more diverse.
I'm Not Human. I forgot which one it is called.
It's one word. I know the fucking. It's on the tip of my tongue if I wouldn't have been trying to talk about it.
He was like sitting on a car or leaning on a car or something. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I can't remember. It'll come to me in a minute. But he did rock albums. When you do that, his blueprint was, I don't hire rappers. I don't book rappers. I don't sign rappers. I sign stars. That way you can do what the fuck you want to do and it be hot. So that was his whole mantra. That's why he was able to sign Nicki and the back-to-back stars and Drake, Nicki, and all these other guys. All the guys were just hometown cats. Currency, Chucky, who else? Lil Fizz.
Tiger.
Tiger came along. He wasn't even a hometown guy. He was from California and they signed him later.
But Tiger got some hits.
Tiger does have some
Tiger
hits.
Tiger got some hits.
They made that bedroom. They made that whole YMCMB had bangers, bro. We're playing with them. YMCMB, they
were
hard, man.
Yeah, definitely. They came strong.
About sex, they were hard, bro.
And Wayne, it was Wayne and his. He handed the torch to fucking Drake to continue.
Yeah, he did have singer Dawn Wood's sister.
Oh, true. True.
Dawn Wood's sister. Who the fuck?
Yeah, she was the singer that was on that YMCB, but she really didn't get no buzz. But
a lot of them didn't. People didn't even know that Chanel West Coast was signed to Young Money.
No, didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that at all.
And her name was Chanel, I believe. I believe the singer name was Chanel.
It was.
Nicki was the big one. Didn't know that. Nicki
tries to sing, but
she's not.
You know,
she's not R&B singer. She was a rapper, dog.
She had a couple R&B hits.
That doesn't make her a singer. Nicki's not a singer.
She dabbled in that R&B.
She ain't a rapper. She dabbled. But that's neither here nor there.
She's an artist.
She's an icon.
She is, though. That Barbie shit stuck.
Yeah, it definitely did. But nevertheless, the fucking R&B died because of autotune. That's why. Because niggas like Ron Browse was singing, oh, we getting their rap money. Oh.
We have vacated our topic.
I'm telling
and
you.
Went into a couple different things.
No, that's what
I think
the fuck
y'all
it was.
Get the point. Let us know how y'all feel about the state, the
Please.
Current state of R&B, because I'm curious.
I am
know.
Wearing all black to the funeral because
Rest
it
in peace
is
to R&B.
Dying.
I'm not gonna let
I'm
R&B
bringing,
die.
I'm bringing
I'm not gonna let it die.
I've got to get this. Shit.
Well, until people realize how good Pretty Fine is, I'm gonna be wearing. I'm at the wake. There's no funeral just yet. I'm at the wake viewing a body.
I'm
and
not
say,
letting R&B die.
Wake up. Please wake up.
I don't know
R&B.
If we're at the funeral. We definitely at the emergency room, though. We definitely
And
ICU.
Like, do y'all even make love to
I
R&B?
I still got you holding the mic.
Like, no one is making love. No one is making love right to now. R&B. Like, I know my homegirls was like, yeah, that song, I be doing it to my nigga on that song. Yeah, I be popping that pussy to this song. I'm like, no.
Well, let me tell y'all, if y'all want to feel good again, go download Toasted Marshmallow. Go download Write It. Download
It's Cuffin Season. She got a song called Cuffin
Season. Cuffin is coming back around, so it's still
very relevant.
I don't
know, it's COVID season, so I don't know how Cuffin
Season. They said wear your mask and your condom when you fuck, so...
Listen, we're going to wear a hazmat suit. Just cut out
the... Niggas barely wear condoms. You want a nigga to wear a mask, too? It's hot as fuck in this room.
Everybody, I keep squirting
on a hazmat
Bitch, we ain't even connected
Somebody
no more.
Let me tell you something.
I'm squirting on a hazmat suit.
I can't kiss and ain't feel nothing, man. Nigga.
Everybody is going to have the same chiseled chin next year because we're wearing these masks and sweating right down here. Everybody going to look like the Crimson
chin, soft
chin or
nigga.
Jay Leno. Come next year, everybody gonna have the same sculpted
old
fucking face.
And I noticed when I
put
my picture, I got that chin already. So
we gonna
I think
all
I'm already
look
there.
Alike.
Old skinny chin.
I'm already
ass,
there.
Nigga. Old skinny chin.
I got a muscle
nigga.
Face. You know, I be working them jaws.
She said a muscle. Wow.
Wow.
I be doing the jaws. Face. Them jaws work out.
Muscle face.
Russell face. Russell Wilson got a muscle head ass face.
He do, but it starts at his neck though when it comes up. But that's neither here nor there. That's no here nor there.
Wow.
But yeah.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been another
that
episode
shit took
of
a turn.
No Advisory. It did take another sharp left.
That's what we do. We wouldn't be No Advisory if we didn't.
We did. We got to get some motherfucking punch in here next week because we've been punchless for a few weeks. Merce, gunshot. We need some punch.
Yeah, shout out to Merce. Shout out to the E-Class. Shout out to man C.O. McClain. My folks out there, Trap Sid, my man Jay Wade, my man Welch.
You know
what I'm saying? Everybody, Danny Lockstar. Who else out there, B?
Everybody.
Welch, to the No Advisory crew.
I did. We said then we yeah. Okay. We
see
y'all.
Shout out to Mook. Shout out to Petty. Shout out to Pretty Fine.
One time.
All day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see y'all tomorrow, you know what I mean? At the Monday, you know what I mean? For those who blog
training
right
day.
Now, we're going to see y'all training day, man.
Training
Mooney's,
day is Monday.
Mooney's live. That shit is
Somebody
live and
said,
lit.
Work them jaws.
Oh, I work them jaws.
I said, work them jaws.
I be doing workouts. Only on my man, though.
And that's what the fuck it is,
Have
man.
Have your hazmat suit ready, baby, because I'm going to be working out tonight.
Because they call you hazmat
They don't call me Caution Tape Shy here for nothing.
They don't call you.
They do.
So you gonna close out the show. I'm finna drop the bomb for no reason. You ready?
Go ahead.
What that mouth do?
Yeah, it's the boy next door to do from school to jerk at work. Patty, this no advisory podcast, man. We out there, bitch.
It's your boy, Mookie Mature, man. Make sure y'all follow me on social media platforms. Rockstar Comedian in the world. Not just the city, but the world, man.
And this is Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Sha, a.k.a. the Queen of Neelick Nation. Tune in.
One time for P-Fine. You can find me, P-P-H-Y-N-E _ on Instagram. Keep streaming Jody. We out of here. Bang.
You are now live in 7.87.